Okay, let's talk about a little halacha, minug, and a little drush at the end. The topic of halacha, which is partially minug halacha, is a very controversial topic. People get very worked up about this. Hashanis. When do we do Hashanis? After Musaf or after Shachas? Okay, so this is... I didn't really get a chance to look this over very well. Okay, now the reason why we do Hashanis, let's review some of these Yisoidos, is it's a Zecher for Yericho. In Yericho, they walked around the walls of Yericho 7 times, they conquered Eretz. So you have to understand, Sukkot is Anani HaKavod, we're leaving Mitzrayim, we have a destination. Where is our destination? Our destination is Eretz Yisrael. So part of the process of being in the Anani HaKavod is not just to be in the Anani HaKavod for being in the Anani HaKavod, it's to reach our destination of Eretz Yisrael. Entry into Eretz Yisrael was Yericho. And how do we enter into Yericho? We walked around 7 times, that caused the walls to collapse. So on Sukkot, when we're celebrating the Anani HaKavod and we're planning on reaching our destination, we plan for our destination by walking around the Bima. The Bima represent, and this was also done in the Beis HaMikdash when they walked around the Mizbeach, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash with the Mizbeach, so we replace the Mizbeach with the Bima, and we give the Bima, we upgrade the sanctity of the Bima to a Mizbeach by bringing the Sefer Torah to the Bima, and we walk around, and that elevates it to the status of the Mizbeach, and we walk around to remember what happened in the time of Yericho. Now, question over here is, when is the ideal time to do Hashanah? Should we do it right after we finish Hallel, right after we do the Nanuim in Hallel, or should we do it after Musaf? Why would you do it right after Hallel? Because you already have in your hands the mitzvah. Mitzvah bo liyotcha al tach mitzena. It's a bezoyin to the mitzvah. You have it in your hands. It's very interesting. No one talks about it. No one mentions that. In the halachic svar, that was an issue because there's no place to put them. They're going to get ruined. The hadas and the erevos. I don't know why. That's what I ran away thought. Many shuls do it for that reason. And in fact, some shuls even change the minuk. And they're willing to suffer a world war. Just that they can do it because it's just more practical and makes the davening a little bit shorter. He talks about this, very interesting, right? So it makes it easier, but it's interesting, that's not the discussion. The discussion is you should do it after Shacharis because you have the safe, you have already the Hashanis in your hands, and it's not proper to put it away and delay. On the other hand, what appears to be a major reason why it's not right to do is because Tadir v'she'enoi Tadir Tadir Kaidem. That's a yisod that you can't ignore. That's a halachic yisod. Every single Shabbos you first daven Musaf. Every single Shabbos you first have Kriya Satorah. There is the rules. You got to play by the book. Hashan is only a minuk. It's not an Iker Hadin. It's a minuk.
How do you say that by
Halal is part of Shachas. Hal is a chiluk of the shachas, and then Anu, and then no, that's an ikar. So this is a reason why we
say last year, or we read in the sefer.
Oh, we're going to come to that. Very good, very good. Yeah, so we're going to come to talk about that as a reason. But anyway, you take out a sefer Torah, it doesn't make a difference. Well, what we're doing.
Yeah, but you can't take out a sefer. Well, you're taking out a sefer Torah. You're not late. I mean.
We're doing it no matter what.
Take it out.
You touch it, right?
Put it back. It's not right.
Well, we're doing that both for whether you do it after Shacharis or Musaf. You're touching upon something. Okay. So what you're touching upon, he has really touched upon the yisoid of what I wanted to mention.
Never saw that.
Yeah.
You say it doesn't have to be.
I never saw that.
Between practicality and consistency.
No one in this sefer, Simcha Salon by Simcha Hollander, he has a long discussion about the proper time, follow back and forth, Rinzan Rishonim, Achronim, Minhagim, all variations, and nowhere does he say that it's practical. He's quoting from all the Gedolim. If he would have found a source that talks about practicality, that it's just not convenient, there's not enough room to base HaKnesses, and the Hadas and the Ravos are going to get ruined, and it's a Tircha, he doesn't mention that. That's not in the equation. The equation in his mind is halachic inyanim. mitzvah habol liyotcha al tachmitzena. I have in my hand the dalaminim. Think about what we learned yesterday. You made the bracha on the tilas lulav. There's no hefsek. From the time you take it, you shake it. After you shake it, you right away say halal. After you say halal, there's one more mitzvah that you do with the dalet minim. You do hakafis. Okay, so keep on going. Why are you stopping the momentum? Why don't you want the bracha of al netilas? Why don't we want the bracha of al netilas lulav to go on the on hakafis as well? That's also a chen, because we smach nofnei Hashem lokechem. Okay, other side of the coin is there's a halachi inyan called tadir vish. You have to take that into consideration as well. So that's how do you balance the two. Okay, now another issue which Rabbi Mayevsky brought up is b'chol, it's a general question. How b'chol are you allowed to go do, how are you allowed to take out a Sefer Torah for the purpose of doing Nanuim? You're not allowed, it's a very serious matter that during tefillah, you're not allowed to take out a Sefer Torah for no reason. We discussed at great length when we talk about blowing shofar, taking a break. Now shuls, many shuls, they take a break. Whether you make kiddush, you don't make kiddush, for yitzkor, you take a break. What do you do with the Sefer Torah when you're in the middle of davening? If you leave it on the bima, it's not covered. You're going to cover it. Is that still proper? It's not their cheretz. They put it back in the oron. You have to say uvenucho yomar mizmor ledavu davu mizmor. And then when you take it out, you're supposed to say vahi ben soa during tefillah. Moving the Sefer Torah is serious business. When it's not during tefillah, it's not a big deal. I'll just give you an example. Everyone knows Allah, you're not allowed to touch the cloth of the Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. Everyone is going, Hagbah, don't touch the cloth. You have a talus. Even that's not so simple. You're not allowed to touch. The poskim say the only prohibition to touch the cloth is during Kriyas HaTorah. Because during Kriyas HaTorah is a time when the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah is in its toikef, is in its intensity. But when it's not during davening is over. Everyone left. I'm taking out the Sefer Torah to be goylelet. Can I touch the cloth? Many places say, lichatchila, you can touch the cloth. You don't need to go and take a talis and to move it around. Because the intensity of the Kedusha, where you can't touch it, is only during the Zman of Tefillah. That's the takeoff of Kedusha. Kissing your children in the Beis HaKnesses. Are you allowed to kiss? Many places say, only during davening. During davening, you're not allowed to kiss. Davening is over. They say Kaddish, they make the announcements. Now you can kiss your children because it's a different zman. It's the makom. Okay, there's makom. Even in the makom of the Beis HaKnesses, there's a difference in zman. So during davening, what's going on here? You're taking out a Sefer Torah to the bima. You're allowed to do that. Obviously, the answer is puk chazim ma amadavar. The oilam does it. It must be that it's considered to be such a significant need. It's a need in order to properly do the hoshanis. It has to be done. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because there's brought down from the goinim, Rav Amram goin. Shocking, what he says is that hakafis is to be done after you read the haftorah. Now, like I've never seen a shul do this. After you read the haftorah. When the Sefer Torah already is on the bima, it's already there. So now you walk around, you take out your dalet minim, and you walk around and you do hakafis.
Well, how do you do it chalamoy? You don't read after
hakafis. So after laning, you do the Sefer Torah is there. You're not taking it out special. You have to have dignity for the Sefer Torah. Let me just read it over here. Ulamaisa atur mevi. I'm sorry. Rav Sadigon. Ulamaisa hatur. Maybe merav sad yigoin shemakivin miyad achar kriyas haftorah beoid hasefer al hateva. And in fact, the Aruch Hashulchan, this week quotes is a tzarachin. The Aruch Hashulchan quotes Rav Sad Yigoin, and he says you do it after halal. The tzarachin, because Rav Sad Yigoin, you look up in the source, he says you do it after the haftorah. The koysev sheminik toiv hu kedei shlo lohoitzi. The Rav Sad Yigoin writes shlo lohoitzi a sefer torah shlo letzarech kevan she'ein karim bo ella.
But you're going to read the Torah after Hashanah, right?
But you put it back.
You're putting it back.
Why do you have to put it back? It's out already.
So the Enechanami should say, what, but we don't do that. We don't do that though.
Such a minute.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, there's one minute.
Yeah.
That you don't put it back. In other words,
once you took it out,
you leave it out.
You see what he says?
And he mentions it as one of them in Hagim.
Okay, it doesn't bring it out.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Tell you who says it.
So we have already four Minhagim. We have with the Olam Dosh after Halal, one Mitzvah Liyat Chalak Maseder after Musaf, or you have over here Rav Sadigon says, after you finish the Haftorah, the same Torah already is there, that's the ideal time now to do Hoshanas. And Ramevsky is saying, the Minhag Tayyid Shal Torah says that you do it after Halal, and once you have it out,
you laid it.
So I guess you take it out.
So you take both Sefer Torahs out then?
What?
Well, no, the other one's all right. You didn't take it out for nothing. You didn't take it out. It's still your section. Take it out. Also? Same thing. I think you mentioned.
Yeah, we take it out two times.
Top brings down over there also in terms of having hakafis on some pastora.
Yeah.
Not to take out. In other words, you're going to use three svar.
So first,
you
do by
take
even
out more than three svar, because what are you doing? Taking it out to dance with the same pastora, putting it back. Yeah. Not kedai.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but according
so you take
to
out the svar, you're going to use. And you use that pop-up.
Everybody does it.
I know, but
when
he says
take
this,
it out,
your sheet is like
yeah, that. Yeah. Even if you're going to lay it, you're not saying Bahibit Say until later.
Yeah. So, but if you did it later,
you took it out with the oil.
I hear
itself.
You. That's even a better way, in a way.
Because
you
can call
the I understand.
That sounds even more like
yes.
According to what Rabbi said, you're going to take out one for Shanas, right?
Yeah.
You do it that way. And then you're going to lay in right after that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you put it back. What do we do? What do we do? We take it out and we put it back.
You said you don't have to put it back.
You don't have to put it
right
back.
There.
But do you take out both Sefer Torahs? You can only use one.
I don't know the answer.
You don't have to take out
We don't do this minhag, so I don't know what the meaning is.
When you say that you can sell
it.
When you're ready to lay it.
But you didn't take it out, so there's no problem to take out another
when you're ready to lay it, then you pick up both. Then you pick up both.
Okay, one point I want to make. Rav Moshe finds is a very big chiddush, which Mimbus never seen this. But Moshe says this. He says it says even though there are many that hold that you'll alpi halacha, you should do it. It seems like it's not totally nusach sarnas and ashkenaz. Many people say it's etched in stone. If you nusach ashkenaz, you have to do it after musaf. If you nusach sfard, you have to do it after shachris. The way he brings it down is it's not. There's a very big mix. Even people nusach ashkenaz mikar hadin follow the shittas harishonim. That it's a mitzvah bol yotcha al tach mitzvah, you do it after shachris. And there are people from Nusach Sfard hold Todir Vishena Todir, you do it after Musaf. I was always brought up that it's an Ashkenaz and Sfard thing. Not Mukhruch. So it's not so. What? Trace it back. No, so a lot of shuls, they just cross Minhagen out of practicality. They do whatever they do. They say it's not totally being Ashkenaz and Sfard. Hoshanis is a standalone minuk. It happens to me that generally Hasidim do it after Hasidim Udav and Nusach Sard happen to do it after Halal. And the little shoyl of the Nanchan, the Misnagdim, the non Hasidim, they happen to follow the Shita that does it after Musaf. But it's not part of the Nusach HaTfilah of each minuk. It's something that's independent, which by coincidence worked out that way. But that's why we do find very common there is definitely a mixing of the two. Now let's go forward. We're running out of time. Rav Moshe says, I want to tell you something just one more. Rav Moshe says of every chiddush, he says that on Shabbat, even though we have this very interesting halacha, that mitzvah l'tal tachmit sena, that's no excuse for Shabbos. Because Shabbos, you're not taking the dalad minim. So Moshe l'halacha paskins that even the people that do Hoshanis after Halel the whole week should do Hoshanis after Musaf on Shabbos. That's what Rav Moshe says. You don't see that being done.
No.
He says Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Letterman shul. That's the shul. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. That was it's always in the news. That shul with the stipler. You go there. It's like a museum. They have the stipler stender and his chair. And that's Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He says that's what they taka do. They're in his shul. Shekach nehagen etzel maran hagoyin Rav Chaim Kanievsky shlita. Shebuchol yimichal lemoy oitzim hakofes achar halel. Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't have nusach svart. They daven the Letterman Shul Nusach Ashkenaz, and there they do it. Who wouldn't let them do it? There they do it after Shachris, because of Mitzvah Bol Yotcha Al Tach Mitzvah. It's not a Nusach Ashkenaz thing, like we're brainwashed to believe. They do it. Avol B'Shabbos, Shloi Ma'akithin, Bechlal Oymer Shana Sacha Musaf, because of Mitadir V'Sheena Tadir Koydem.
I say, look, that's why they don't change it. It's confusing.
What?
if you want to say that it's like a local situation, you don't want to confuse the island.
Oh, okay.
The same way.
But if you want to confuse the island, he concludes.
Remember what they did.
He concludes in parentheses to, if you make sure, and the goal is make sure you walk out more confused than you come in. In the Letterman Shul, on a Shana Rabbah, try to figure this out. In the Letterman Shul, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Davins, right next to his house, you haven't been there, they, on a Shana Rabbah, they say a Shanas after Musaf. Talked about practicality. So look what they're doing. They're doing the whole Yom Tif. They do it after Shachas, Shabbos Chol Hamoed after Musaf, and on Hashanah Rabbah. Doesn't say why. Doesn't know why. It's Arachin. On Hashanah Rabbah, they do it after Musaf.
You're not worried about the Hadassah. My rov is getting spoiled. You made the last bracha and you finished.
Yeah, but Banav Shach, if you hold of Tadir, Vishenet Tadir Kodim, you should do it after Musaf, even on Chol Hamoed and Yom Tov. And if you hold of Mizvah Liyot Al Tachmitzena, you should do it after how? What's the chilik between Hashanah Rabbah, Hashanah Rabbah? What's the difference? He says, "Avol Shagabi Hashanah Rabbah Oisim Shamakavus Achrei Musaf Vitzorachin." Why didn't he ask him? I don't know. He asked him everything else. Why didn't he ask him? Okay. Then very quickly, then he talks about the minig of changing the minhagim. He writes over that many people did change the minig. This Rav Moshe.
After Musaf, because Hashanah Rabbah, people in a rush want to daven Musaf and do a quick Akavus. Because you can, the
kafis
can take you
40
minutes to.
So you do a merry-go-round.
So you're not going to daven Musaf properly.
Right.
So you'd be mezalzel in Musaf.
You daven Musaf.
Musaf first. Yeah. Then you do it. But it's a halachic issue. I agree with you. All of these things, in my mind, is how I think. I think that all matter of practicality, you know, you make a shul, talking to someone, you're making a new shul, inviting me to participate. This goes back 2 years ago.
They daven everywhere, and they come to the Sefer Rebbe just for their shul.
No problem.
Until 3 o'clock.
We're talking about, should we daven Nusach Ashkenaz and Svart? And the only issue was, what was more practical? That's how I clean them on. That's how we work. But these people, it's halacha. You're right. If you're going to do hakafis, hashanis after shachris, the whole Musaf will be butchered because no one has any patience. That's true, but you gotta follow halacha. If there is a halacha of tadir of a mitzvah b'liyot al tachmitzena, that's the bottom line. It's not a matter of what's more convenient for you. Okay, but I don't know. He believes that it's tzarchian. I don't know what they did. We don't know. Theirs was difficult. I don't know. Okay, running out of time. I want to go through. Okay, very interesting. What happens if you're davening b'yachidus? I'm davening at home. Not feeling I'm davening at home. Do you do Hashanahs? So it's brought down. Halach l'maisa, we know. Halach l'maisa, the Mishmur says you don't do. If you're davening at home, you don't do Hashanahs at all. Kesh yachol, you don't do Hashanahs. The minhag olam is.
You don't say anything, you just skip
it. You skip it. Halach l'maisa, do you say it? You know, I'm not sure if you say it, but you definitely don't walk around. However, he brings down, we don't do this. You should put a Tanakh. Okay, I'll read the words, so we should make a mistake. You put a Tanakh. We don't do this. But there are minhagim. You put a Tanakh on the table. Find a Tanakh in your house, put it on the table, and you walk around the table 7 times. Walk around the table. No, he says, now, let me read you. V'inei, kol adin azelakif abimo hu rak din b'tzibur. Going around the beam was in the tzibur. Beis Hamikdash was a tzibur. Ulechin yochid shemispal lo beis alpi shemuvu b'kaf achayim. Even the kaf achayim says taki you should. He says sheyochol lehaniach teva. Take a table. Ulehaniach tanach olaf. If you don't have a tanach in your house, you're in trouble. Then you find a chumish, I guess. Uleakifa mikol makom kosim v'ragam v'chaim kaniyash v'chaim kaniyash. He writes shaloi noyhagin kain kevon shezeh hadin. We don't pass like the kaf achayim. Uviyem ezekvar ksib b'maharil. The Maril says the Yachid ain tzarch lahakif lefi yishain moitzin sefer Torah bepachos me'asara ki ledugmas hamizbeach anu makif in asefer Torah, and we don't take it a different mail. I guess he says don't knock, but it's l'chori you should say it. It seems like there's no harm in saying it. What happens if you come to shul and there's no sefer Torah? Okay, the sefer Torah is locked in the arm. You can't. There's no landing because there's no sefer Torah. So what do you do? Hakafis. So do you do hakafis?
Yes.
So it seems like it's not so simple. Shemanichim teyev b'yemsa beis hakneses roim shavitzichim sheisham tar yidua de teyev hu shesev v'tor b'socho. It seems that you don't. He brings Rav the Gemara. It says there that the teyev. The bima is only called the bima, the mizbech, when you have the sefer Torah there. If you don't have the sefer Torah there, it's not so posh that you should do it. It doesn't. What? Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus talks about shemotzina. I don't have all details. Shemotzina ha-teva l'ruchay v'shalir. You take the teva. The teva means take out the sefer Torah. And the nusach that's brought down in the Maril is that you shemanichin teva be'emsa be'esakneses. Teva means a sefer Torah. If you don't have a sefer Torah in the emsa be'esakneses for ha'akah ha'shanis, you don't do it. If the sefer Torah is locked up in the Aron Kodesh because you don't know the combination, or you don't have a sefer Torah, go on a chalamoy trip. Pirche chalamoy trip. When I was a child, we used to go on the ride, go away. It was great. We went to Washington D.C. All the museums, the White House, had a bull of my life. One thing I remember, we didn't have a minion. We davened, we had a couple of counselors, and we davened in the hotel room, and there was no, after, that was after staying up the whole night watching television in the hotel. No! It was clean, whatever it was. And there was no minion. We davened Yechidus. So do we do our Shanas? I think I remember. But even if there was no Sefer Torah, that was for sure. So there is no Hoshanas. Okay, let's say you don't have a lulav. Let's say you're broke, or your lulav, you left the lulav at home. Do you walk around with the people without the lulav? Not samach loikas. So he says, Shemish shein le lulav ein a makif. The person that have a lulav ein a makif.
Well, if somebody's an ovo and he can't make the hakam,
oh, it's machloikis. It's a big machloikis. If you don't have a lulav, the pasha says you don't walk around. If you don't have a lulav, an esrog, you don't walk around. You have to have tools in order to participate. An ovel. It's a big machlekes ha'poiskim. If an oval does hakafis, pashas is not.
Okay, so pashas
is not.
I'm an oval.
You do nothing. You stay. Yeah. So he
do
talks that. Oh, do you hold your lulav and asher? Well, there's no need to hold it.
And I just give it to somebody else.
So ideally, you should hold the sefer Torah. That's the ideal thing to do. Take turns.
Right, so
you take turns. Take turns.
So you can give your lulav and
asher
to somebody else who doesn't have it.
Okay, an ovel is machlekes. Should you hold the sefer Torah? Usually, the most possible advice that the ovel should be the one that should hold the sefer Torah. The question is, let's say here's the question. Let's say there is no ovel. Here's a very lomical question, which there's no clear answer. It's machlekes apaiskim. There is no ovel. Baruch Hashem, we live in the shul. There's no ovel.
Everybody has lulav and asher.
So someone's got. So is it? Kedai to give up. You don't have to do it. There are other people that can do it. Yeah. Should you volunteer? Should a person volunteer to give up the ability to walk around to hold the Sefer Torah? So some hold it's even better. Some hold, if you're the one, the center of attention. Ah, COVID, right? You're the center of attention. It's even better. Adaraba, it's adifos. Many parts can say that it's to hold the Sefer Torah is better. Now, here's something very interesting, that it's mash from the Maril. From the Maril, it's mash, but this is shocking. Is the chazan, what do we do today? You go to shul, everything we do today is a lot has changed since the original minhag. The chazan walks around, and he says, Ona Hashem, Hashin, Hoshana, 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 he walks around. The chazan is walking around. Maril, it's mashma, the chazan was the one who held the Sefer Torah and stood in the middle. That's the real way to do Hoshanis. The Shliach Tzibur stands at the Bima, the Shliach Tzibur holds the Sefer Torah, and he's the one that says the Hoshanis. Okay, no one does it anymore. Yeah.
Growing up as a kid, I got into a lot of shul.
Yeah.
I had four
Esrogim. Yeah.
What they do in Hoshanis, only four
people.
You
remember everyone doing it?
Right. I don't remember either way. I was a young kid. But I remember until my father bought one.
Yeah.
You know, there was four Esrogim in the empire.
I take it back. Let me read you what it says here, word for word. Okay, I take it back what I said. Kosef HaMechaber. It's Mechaber. It's Shulchan Aruch, Beferish. B'simen Beis. Okay, in the laws of Sukkot, Simen Beis. Dinoy Hagim Lahakif Af Mi She'ein Loy Luluf. The Mechaber. Avol Horoma Choylek Alze Machloikis. Umevi Mehatur. B'shem Rashi, Umeharan, Shemi She'ein Loy Lulav, Ein Makif, so Machlokes is Sfar and Ashkenazim.
Yeah, but there were shuls, in Europe.
One lulav. So only one. So if they were Ashkenazim shuls, like the Ramah, only one person walked around.
And then he gave it to somebody else.
Okay, could be. And if you were a Svardi shul, then everyone walks around. Umoysev sham the kenai game of yemes kenai game of yemes roin shemish ein le lulav who zesh the machzus of Torah b'shas hakavus. Okay, so it's pashas. So machlagis mecham the Ramah. He is clear as day. Okay, no fancy mafarshim similar as day. Okay, and although we discussed the question of is it better to hold? Okay, then we discussed this the last time. Should you hold it with two hands or one hand? So we discussed this. Is the hakafis part of the ikur mitzvah? It's interesting. There's more of a reason to hold it to hold with two hands, your left and your right hand, if you're saying Hashanah after Hallel. Because if you're saying Hashanah after Hallel, then you can convince yourself, you can argue that it's the chilek of the bracha. You make the bracha, Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosu al netilas lulav, as long as you're not mavsek, it's one long hemshach. So you made the bracha, I shook it, I davened Hallel, I did the Nanuim, and now I'm doing Hashanah. So then it appears there's more of an inyan to hold it, the Dalad, the Lulav, and the Esrog, in two hands, the same way you hold it when you make the bracha.
If you're saying Hashanah between Hallel and
No, you do it after.
You do it right
after Hallel, Hashanis, and then Kaddish Tiskado.
And then you just say
Hashanis. Then the Kaddish. So then it comes out, this is interesting, but if you're doing it after Musaf, if I'm doing it, I made the bracha. I went to Sukkah, right? Netzacham, I made the bracha on the Dalamim and the Sukkah. And now the Hallel is not part of the bracha, and certainly the Hashanis is not part of the bracha, then there's no inyan whatsoever why you should hold the Hashanis to live in the Esrog in two hands. You can hold it in one hand and hold in the other hand the Siddur. Because it's no longer shaykh to the original bracha of Al Netilas Lulav. You get a very big bonus if you say the Hashanis after Hallel. And also you get a bonus if you delay making the bracha right until you take Shachas. So, in other words, you wait until after Shmona Esrei, and then you make the bracha al Netilas Lulav, and then you shake the Lulav, and then you daven Halal with the Nanuim, and then you do Hashanah. It's all one continuous Hemshech Mitzvah. I want to point out a contradiction. This, if you do this Yesoid, why are you delaying to make the bracha? Because you makbid on Tadir v'she'ena Tadir Koidem. First you daven Shachris, and then you do the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. But if you would be consistent, Tadir v'she'ena Tadir Koidem, you should first daven Musaf before you do the Hashanis. Yeah. So it's a contradiction. Okay, life is full of contradictions. But if you group the three together, you definitely are gaining a very beautiful mile of having these three things together. And then you can take them two separate hands to have that Hidur. Okay, let me just say some quick drushvart for Sukkis. First night, okay, we didn't have time to do the Lalad. This has really a fantastic, the Sefer. If you can get hold of the Sefer, it's a gem. Simchas Hamoad. Really, do I have a Sefer? Every single page, I have stuff like I check, underline and check and pull these, I get really excited about. Some sort of good, the whole safer. Nothing grips me worked up. I'm a Hollander. This safer is just a gem. It's a remarkable safer. The amount of research that he put into this safer, and his hasbara, and the things that he discussed, they're all such controversial things, and the way he explains it, it's truly remarkable. Okay, so he has here a chapter which we're not going to go into about the first night of Sukkos. The first night of Sukkos is different than the rest of Sukkos. The whole rest of Sukkos, there's something called Teshu Ketuduru Mitzar Potem and Asukah. We all know that if the first night of Sukkos it's pouring rain, a torrent of rain. What is the halacha? You wait, and let's say you see it's not letting up. You mechuyif to go into the sukkah in the pouring rain and to make kiddush as all the rain fills up your kais shel bracha, and then to wash and to eat a kazayis, some say a kibetza of a lechem, to make a leishev asukkah in the pouring rain. There's no din of mitzar potim in asukkah, and the rain's not going to stop you. Obviously, why is that so? Because of a gzeresh of a linking the first night of Sukkot to the first night of Pesach. Just like the first night of Pesach was a mitzvah deraisa, no matter what, of achilas matzah, so to the first night of Sukkot, the din of eating in the Sukkot, no matter what. Okay, the rest of Sukkot is not like that. The rest of Sukkot is It's very easy to get out of a sukkah. Okay, that's one issue I want to put lay out as some background. Next issue: Why do we sit in the sukkah? Machlokes in the Gemara is a commemoration for Anani Hakavot. That's one opinion. Other opinion: Sukkos Mamish. When we left Mitzrayim, we actually built sukkahs. I don't know if they had what our sukkahs looked like. They had mats, and they had the fiberglass pop-ups, fiberglass canvas. Who knows what their sukkahs looked like? But they had sukkos mamish. Who, if only we had smartphones, people can text and send us some images of what it looked like in those days in the Midbar. Now the question is, okay, let's work with that mahalach. When exactly did they build the sukkah? What time of the year did the Bnei Yisrael construct these booths? So shockingly, it's Machlokes Rashi and the Ibn Ezra. Rashi is clear as day, Masechta the sukkah, they built the sukkahs in the summertime. During the winter season, they lied on the floor. They didn't have booths. They lived out in tents. There's an oil and there's a matoivu oiholecha yaakov. There's an oil and there's a sukkah. In the wintertime, they lived in tents, whatever that means. And in the summertime, the tents were not sufficient. Why, how it worked, I don't know. Ventilation is different in oil and a sukkah. There was intense heat, and they needed shelter from the choim, from the heat. Okay? Summer. They were only for the summer. The Ibn Ezra in Parashat, in Parashat Re'eh, or maybe it's in Parashat Emor, I don't know where, either Re'eh or Emor, disagrees with Rashi in Masechta Sukkah. Ibn Ezra says they built the booths in the winter time, not in the summertime. In the summertime, they had their tents. In the wintertime, the tents were insufficient. There was rain. There were the elements of the desert. That's what it says. That's what Ibn Ezra says. They needed the booths to protect themselves from the elements in the wintertime. You study this.
Now, the rain protects you?
Oh, yes. Of course, if you hold this Diras Keva, it's not like in the Gemara. Is a Sukkah Diras Arai, or is a Sukkah Diras Keva? If a Sukkah is a Diras Keva, then yes, it protects you from the rain. Indeed, it does. And even if it's a Diras Arai, who says that we were machna? We have certain rules, but it's not mukha, it can't protect you from the rain. You can construct a Sukkah where it can protect you from rain. There are techniques. Okay, well, let's put that aside. Let's put that aside for the moment. Now, let's take another question. Another question is, we know that the reason why we live in the sukkah, going into sukkah, is golus. In case, chas v'shalom, we have sinned, and we are chayiv golus, so may the sukkah be the fulfillment of the kiyum of golus, the token fulfillment of golus, and we should not need to suffer golus in the world. Now, I want to combine all of these ideas together. There are two types of golus. Yaakov Avinu, when he met Esav, when he had a confrontation with Esav, he was mispalel, Hatzileni no, miyad ochi, miyad Esav. In history, we've suffered two different types of golus. A golus where they try to physically destroy us, and a golus where they try to embrace us and contaminate us through contact with the goyim. Moral...
That's the beginning.
They befriended us in order to morally contaminate us. There are two different types of gulls. I want to suggest that there are two different fulfillments of the mitzvah of sukkah. It's very rare to have a mitzvah where you do it both at night and by day. Almost every mitzvah has a time zman. You do it only at night. Matzah, achilas matzah deraisa is at night. Most mitzvos, dalamin, taking the lulav and esrog, is by day. Kriyas and Megillah is an exception. In fact, there's much discussion about there's a difference between the learning of the Megillah at night and the learning of the Megillah by day. But when dealing with mitzvahs deraisa, they're done at a very set time. Sukkah is very unique. You go in the sukkah at night and you go in the sukkah by day. At night, and in fact, the first night going in the sukkah has a whole different set of rules. And like we just mentioned, that there's no din mitzvah potim in a sukkah. It's gezeirah shavah, tesvav. But sukkah also corresponds to the concept of golus. So perhaps we can suggest that the sukkah, the kiyum of mitzvah sukkah at night, and especially the first night of sukkah, corresponds to a different type of golus. A golus of hatzileni no miyad esav. a galus where Esav is trying to destroy us, to physically destroy us. Holocaust, Inquisition, Tsarist Russia, the massacre of Tachvatat, where they're trying to destroy us, physical destruction. That's the sukkah of at night, darkness. Then there's another sukkah, a sukkah of day. Sukkah of day corresponds to a galus of warmth, of when the sun is out, of Hatzileni no miyad ochi, when they're trying to embrace us, we should become morally corrupt as the goyim are. A different type of galus. There's two types of sukkah. There's a sukkah at night and a sukkah by day. The sukkah at night has a different set of rules. There's no dimitzah part of a sukkah, and the sukkah by day, corresponding to these two different types of ideas. And in fact, it's really alluded to in the pasuk. The pasuk says the sukkah tia is Yeshaya Perek Dal, the last pasuk of Perek Dal, pasuk Vav, the sukkah tia litzel yoimam mechoyrev. It shall be as a shade by day from the heat. It's a sukkah by day. And then it goes on to say, what else is sukkah for? It's also ulamachseh, it's a shelter, ulamistar, place of hiding, mizerem, from a torrent of rain, umi motor, and from rain. And in fact, the Gemara learns from the first pasuk that it has to be chamsum rumit silta from the first part of the pasuk, and the Gemara, the Manda Omar, that says that it's what? And the man to Omar that says, or Michal, that a sukkah is a diras keva, derives the source. How do I know that it could be a diras keva? From the end of the pasuk, ulamachseh, a shelter, ulamistor, mizerem, umimotar. If it's only a diras harai, the rain's going to get in. It has to be a diras keva, permanent structure, in order to protect you from rain and a torrent of water. Now, we don't pasuk like that, man diyamar, but yet it's in this pasuk. And the fact that it's in this pasuk, and agoda always is a parallel to halacha. So trying to bring out of these sites, there are two types of sukkahs. When you go into sukkah, there's a kiyum of mitzvah sukkah balayla, and there's a separate kiyum of sukkah by day. In fact, we make the order of the leishah of sukkah in a different order. At night, you make the bracha leishah basukkah when you make kiddush. Just being in the sukkah itself, you make the bracha. By day, you make the bracha of leishah basukkah when you eat the bread. So it's a different type of leishah basukkah. The fact that the bracha of leishah basukkah is put in a different part of the kiddush, a different part of the seder, shows that it's a different kiyum of the mitzvah. At night, leishah basukkah is part of the kiddush. Before after you say bar priyagaf, you say leishah basukkah. Machlokes. Shemur brings two shitas. Some do it when they say bar priyagafen, but many people have the custom, they don't say it by bar priyagafen, they say it after they wash. What do you do?
Sorry, what was
it? Leishev basukkah. When do you say leishev basukkah by day?
When I make kiddush.
When you make kiddush. You don't do it when you make the bamotzi.
Only by
shalashud. Then there's no kiddush. No kiddush. Okay, the Mishnah Brewer brings two shittas. Okay, the Mishnah Brewer brings... I always brought... My father used to make it by day. By two different shittas. But you see, there's room to change. Because the kiyum hamitzvah of sukkah by day is a different gather than the kiyum hamitzvah of sukkah at night. In halacha, for sure, at least the first day of Sukkot, at least the first day. So,
maybe
what?
Maybe the question is, what do you sit by
Kiddush? That's also, and it's true. That's also an issue. It's part of the equation. It's true. So we have over here these two different fulfillments of the mitzvah, which and then we take into consideration the fact that there is a Sukkot represents galus, and in galus there are two different types of galus, and there are two types of sukkahs. There's a sukkah from Rashi to pretend that's made in the summertime, whose ikar tafkid l'shitas Rashi in the summertime is to protect you from what? From the heat, from the tzel. And then there's the sukkah of the Ibn Ezra. It says sukkahs mamish also the midbar. When did they make the sukkahs? They didn't make sukkahs in the summertime. They made sukkahs in the wintertime. What's the winter time? The winter time is to protect you from the rain. That's what it's for. So we have two different types of sukkahs mamish. There's no machlekes. because the Rashi, when he described Zecher, Elu ve'ilu, Rashi, when he described the Yemeng Sukkah, and the summertime, the Sukkah that we have is Man Hazel. Lefi Leman, the Yom HaSukkah is Manish. We're doing it to protect you. That's the Sukkah Yemekayim during the day. And when the Ibn Ezra says that you have a sukkah at night, correspond to sukkah smamish also b'nei shol midbar, that's to protect you, to remind us of the sukkah they had during the winter. That's the sukkah that we're mekayim at night, which protects us not from the shade, and now we don't need protection from the shade, we need protection from the elements, from the rain, from the zem and the matar. Why do we have to have two different types of sukkah, a winter sukkah and a summer sukkah? Because sukkah is a zecher, is a kapara for galus. It was galus. It was galus for Klal Yisrael after the Chedor Egel. They went 40 years in the midbar. It was a bechin of galus. And in case chas v'shom on the Yom HaDin, it was nigzal and Klal Yisrael galus, this should be the galus. There are two types of galus. There's the galus of Hatzilena Miyad Ochi, the brotherly embrace of the Umos HaOlam to defile us through contamination, where they try to be good to us, and by doing so, assimilation. And then there's the galus of physical galus, two types of sukkah. All of these things come together. They are two dinim in the kiyum of sukkah. The night sukkah, the day sukkah, the sukkah of Rashi, the sukkah of the Ibn Ezra, the galus of Achi, the galus of Esav. May we be zeicha to witness the coming of Mashiach and be out of all different types of galus. Amen. Amen.